A weak cold front continues to wash out just to our south as we head through the morning hours. A small weak ridge of high pressure will build in for today and tonight before the next more potent cold front moves through later tomorrow with a potential round of severe weather. We start our Labor Day Monday with some areas of dense fog and clouds, and it may take most of the morning hours, but eventually the region will break out into a mix of clouds and sun. It'll be a warm and quite a humid day as the breaks of sun will help temperatures warm into the low and middle 80s, with the cloud cover lingering longest to the south of the Capital District, closer to the dissipating front. Those areas will also have the best chance at seeing any possible isolated showers or thunderstorms that may pop up during the afternoon. It will remain warm and humid overnight with areas of dense fog and overnight lows only dipping down into the mid and upper 60s. The next cold front will approach the region during the day tomorrow, reaching western areas during the morning hours. And depending on the speed of the front, how much, if any, sun we have and how warm it can get, we may see a round of at least strong, if not severe, thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon and evening. The models have been struggling a bit with the timing of the front thus far, but it does look like it'll move through during the peak heating hours, when the warm and humid air mass will be at its most unstable, giving some credence to the possibility of severe weather. Much of that possibility does rest upon timing of the frontal approach and cloud cover during the day. High temperatures could push well into the 80s to near 90 degrees tomorrow, dependent upon the onset of the clouds. In the wake of that frontal passage, a cooler, less humid air mass will move into the region for the second half of the week. A large area of high pressure is forecast to move across the region that second half, with plenty of sunshine and warm temperatures. The high will begin to shift off to the east on Thursday night into Friday, and a return southerly flow around the backside of the high will result in some very warm temperatures to close out the work and new school week on Friday. The weather is then expected to turn a bit more unsettled as we head into early Saturday, as a low pressure system forecast to track through eastern Canada will drag a cold front across our region. Models are showing some run-to-run timing differences, but the overall trend is for increasing chances for scattered showers and thunderstorms during the day on Saturday. In the wake of that frontal passage, a cooler and refreshing early fall air mass is poised to build into the northeast during the latter half of the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from lower Michigan and southeastern Wisconsin through the Midwest, mid-Mississippi Valley, and down to eastern Kansas and far northeastern Oklahoma. Isolated to scattered severe thunderstorms should develop along and ahead of a weak cold front from parts of the southern Great Lakes region southwestward across Indiana, Illinois, Missouri, and into eastern Kansas and far northeast Oklahoma today. Damaging winds and large hail will be possible with the strongest storms, while a tornado cannot be ruled out across the southwestern extent of the slight risk area. A few strong wind gusts will be possible this afternoon across far eastern Wyoming into parts of southern South Dakota and northern Nebraska as well. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a low Sunday morning of 31 degrees near Dillon, Colorado, to a high Sunday afternoon of 115 degrees at Death Valley, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain. It'll be cloudy with a high in the low 80s. In Boston, a chance of showers and storms, mainly this afternoon. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-80s. And in Buffalo, patchy fog during the morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny and pleasant with a high in the upper 70s. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 77 degrees with a record of 96 set in 1953. Normal minimum temperature is 57 degrees with a record of 41 set in 1967. Sunrise and sunset data for today, September the 1st. Sunrise 6:20 a.m. Sunset 7:30 p.m. Tomorrow, September the 2nd. Sunrise 6:21 a.m. Sunset 7:28 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Partly sunny, patchy dense fog this morning, humid with highs in the lower 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, humid with lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, areas of dense fog this morning, otherwise mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, humid with highs in the mid-80s, and tonight partly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms this evening, humid with lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, partly sunny today, warm and humid with highs in the lower 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, mild and humid once again with lows in the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington. Patchy dense fog this morning, mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, humid with highs in the low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, mild and muggy, lows in the mid-60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, partly sunny today, warm and humid with highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, humid with lows in the upper 60s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Tuesday, partly sunny and humid, hot as well, afternoon showers and thunderstorms, some of which could be strong to severe, temperatures in the mid and upper 80s. Wednesday, mostly sunny, cooler and less humid, highs in the upper 70s and low 80s. Thursday, sunny and gorgeous with highs in the upper 70s and low 80s. Mostly sunny Friday, temperatures in the low and mid 80s. Saturday, partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid and upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.